Good afternoon. I welcome you with all my heart. I love every one of you unconditionally, unequivocally, totally, completely. You're all in my heart. You all are my heart. I wish to thank some of you who shared with me Christmas gifts. I acknowledge you, love you, all is well. The Bhandara today is in honor of two spiritual giants. They live on this earth, and they're gone now. One of them being Jesus the Christ, and the other one being Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi, whose birthday is in December the 30th. So this Bhandara is in honor of them. They were two very different cultures. They taught and said basically the same thing. Jesus taught, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And when asked, where is the kingdom of heaven located, he'd say, the kingdom of heaven is within you. Where else? Ramana Maharshi said basically the same thing. He said, find the self. When you're establishing the self, everything will happen where it's supposed to. And when they asked him where the self located, he said the self is really the spiritual heart on the right side of your chest. It's consciousness. The absolute reality. Turn within and find peace. Now this is what we should all be doing ourselves. What do these spiritual giants mean when they say, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things shall be added unto you? Or seek the self, which you really are, awaken to the self. And I find you never had a problem in your life. There are no problems. There are no mistakes. Everything is falling in its chair. Everything is in its right place. Everything. But you don't realize this when you're in the same way you are. It comes in feelings, experiences, not in words. You have to have the experience to know this truth. And how do you attain this experience? By being yourself. That's all. How do you become the self? By keeping still, being sound. By discussing or debating or arguing. Or trying to prove points. By surrendering all your needs and wants and desires. Surrendering totally, completely, absolutely. Everything. So you all know yourself to be yourself. But as long as you have something to say, you know yourself. If you look at me and say, Robbie, you've got something to say. I have nothing to say. I'm not doing anything. You say, words come out, you listen, you accept them, you reject them. But I do nothing. So, seek you first the kingdom of righteousness in heaven. And all this will be added unto you. It simply means that you discover your true reality. You don't have a worry in this world. Instead of looking at your problems, trying to solve your problems, trying to change this world, trying to bring peace in this world. Forget about that for a while. and find out who wants to bring peace in this world, who wants to change this world. What is the problem? We discover these answers. We discover the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven simply is consciousness, true awareness. And you are that. You've always been that. Did you think of something else, someone else? You allow the world to manipulate you, make you react. Allow the world to make you emotional. If we think that it happened at a certain time, a certain way, your way, your time. And if anything that makes you miserable. Forget about time. Forget about things that happened at a certain time for you to live by. Those things that happen at all. Everything that has to happen really happened. All is well. Just the way it is. Now if you can see that, in the kingdom of heaven, and automatically all the things that you need will come to you. If you go the other way around by trying to get things, attain success, attain happiness, attain peace, attain freedom, making a mistake. Placing upon the world around me. And it will make you miserable. If first you have to find yourself, you just wreck the house. You only wreck the house and you can find yourself. What we all really want. We want peace, we want happiness, we want love. But if I tell you you've got these things today, you don't believe me. I'm saying you have no experience with them, so you think they don't happen. I say you do have them. It comes by sheer ignorance, that's all. Just like the sun. The sun always shines. But sometimes clouds come in the sun. So you see there's no sun? The sun's always shining, the clouds are just covering it. When the clouds disappear once again, having the sun shining again, making you warm, very peaceful. It's true of reality. In reality, you are the sun, the bright and shining sun. And the light of these thousand suns. God is light, shining light. But there's a lot of ignorance to cover it up. You think you're human. You have desires, wants, problems to solve. Things to accomplish, things to do. And you're struggling all your life. And you're old and you're dying, and you continue again. You're the same thing again. Someplace, somehow. Find yourself struggling for survival. Trying to find the answers. That is what friends are going to find. But be yourself. Be where you are. Be still. not nice to think at all. Stop yourself so I can carry on. Catch yourself thinking of something, but you need to know how. Is how you awaken. So you become the self. People ask all kinds of questions pertaining to this. Someone called me this morning asking Robert. If you say to the self, and the omnipresent world pervading, how come he doesn't know what's going on in Germany or Japan? How come he can't speak Portuguese? Or Korean? He's supposed to be world pervading. We ask a question like this because we're living in Australia. I look at the term Jnana. What does Jnana mean? It's wisdom. Knowledge. Another kind of knowledge we have, another kind of human knowledge that you have. It has nothing to do with human knowledge, you know. I use the word knowledge, I mean high spiritual knowledge, completely different than human knowledge. And then, spiritual knowledge I'm referring to. You don't have to think what to do. You don't do it, there's no thinking. Therefore, there's no way to do anything. Every sage has to speak different languages to become a sage. I know what's going on all over the place. I know what's going on in Japan and Korea. The omnipresent. You wouldn't be a sage. Because there's a Noah presence. See what I'm saying? There's a Noah presence. There's something present that knows how to speak French or German. A real sage has been totally transcendent. You don't listen to anything. It's important to understand what I'm saying. To know human knowledge, you have to be a human knower. The knower has been completely destroyed, the mind has been completely destroyed, the ego has been completely destroyed. You don't know anything. But your essence is everywhere. You're all pervading your everywhere presence. You can listen. You're not saying at all. Therefore, can truly say to the sage, no saying. The sage doesn't even know that he exists himself. I don't know what's going on in Burma or Japan. Who cares what's happening over there? It's what's happening in the sage's mind. A good example is when you're dreaming. I'm dreaming going to Portugal. You can't speak Portuguese. I wouldn't speak Portuguese, I'm still going to Portugal. That's part of your dream. You can argue the point and say, well, if you're dreaming, you'd be able to speak all languages and do all kinds of things because you had a dream. Dream came out of you. The whole dream contained a bubble. Parts, you're playing all kinds of parts. therefore the city is completely empty. So there's no more possibility. And the same thing we do. It's all freedom. It's all happiness, it's all joy. We're coming into a new year. What's going to happen to you this year? New year. What happens to you? This is in terms of what you do now. Your thoughts, your emotions, your wants, your needs. What's going to happen to you in this new year to come? It doesn't make up your mind to drop everything. Let's go all the problems you've been carrying around for so long. There's going to be jealousy, frustration, envy, greed. The only emotion most human beings carry around. Leave it all alone. There's nothing to correct, nothing to fix. Just the power which runs away. Just the power which runs away. It will suffice. Have no fear of anything. For we live in the universe of love, not fear. Identify with love. It made me so happy all the time. Laugh at everything. You're not who you seem to be. All you remember is you're not who you seem to be. You're not the body-mind relationship. Your ego. Your thoughts, your emotions. You're none of these things. Finally, you're really upending yourself up, really. Not by adding to yourself. This is a problem that people read too much. Go to many lectures. They keep adding. The knowledge to themselves. This is the human knowledge that we're referring to. It's not just being destroyed. It's human knowledge. Has it become wiped out? And by reading and reading and reading the books after books after books, simply adding to your problem. This is difficult to understand for most people. We would naturally say, well, if I use one knowledge, I have to read. I know about this, I know about that. On the contrary, it's wrong. To know it is empty. That's all. Every time you read, every time you listen to TV, every time you read newspapers, even spiritual works, you're filling yourself up with more nonsense, more book learning. And I'll never be free that way. Never. Possible. That'd be something like a garbage bill. Change it upside down and give it up. Look at the same man now. Those are no longer. Say, I know nothing. I know nothing of everything. I know everything about nothing. All is well, peace.